Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is a Dr. Apostle Deborah Dean with the Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And we're so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on this evening. By His grace, we're going to call our Bible study to order now. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we'll go back right into our Bible study. Scripture reading will be coming from Proverbs chapter 7. My son, keep my word and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thy eye. Bind them upon thy fingers and write them upon the tablets of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the windows of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones. I discerned among the youth a young man, a voice of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black, and in the dark. And behold, there met him a woman with an attire of a harlot and substance of heart. I have just read you from Proverbs chapter 7. From verse 1 to the 10th verse, may God richly add a blessing to the readers but to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now.
Babe, God is able. God is able. And he won't fail. God is able. God is able. God is able. And he won't fail. Tell me who make mountains move out of my way. Who make a miracle because of my faith. And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me at every step? God is able. God is able. God is able. Oh, he won't fail. Tell me who will make a rich out of a little spring. Who will help out throw back so that the sun can look at me? And who tell the wind to whistle through the trees? And when I'm in trouble, who the same God that will come down? God is able. God is able. God is able. God is able. Tell you God is able. And he won't. No, God won't. He won't fail. No, God won't. He'll never lose. Never forsake. No, he won't fail. He'll be there till the end. God won't fail. He won't fail.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Father, we just come today, God, asking you right now, God, to bind up the strong man right now, God. We bind the strong man today. We bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind you up now. We cast you out. And we command you to go up in Jesus' name. Father, I come tonight, God, just asking you to let your power fall, God. I ask you to move me from myself, God. In the name of Jesus, move me from myself, God. I surrender today, God. Move me from myself, God, and let the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost minister to us on today. Move me, God. Use me like an empty vessel, God. In the name of Jesus, just let every decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us, God, and minister to us on tonight. Open our hearts and our minds that we may understand your word on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, and Father, I bind every demonic force this evening. I bind up every demon this evening. I cast them out and I command them to go. Every negative spirit, every negative word, every motive that's not like you, God, I bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now, God. And I thank you, hallelujah. I give you praise. I give you glory. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. We're going to begin reading. Let me see here. Look at my paper again. At chapter 33. At chapter 33. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil things, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornament. For the Lord has said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, yet ye are a stiff-necked people. And I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore, now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Hera. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, a full hour from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood up, stood every man at his tent door, and looked at Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. Stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaking unto his friend. And he turned again unto the tent. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. Thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if there have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are on the face of the earth. The Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass by thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen. Chapter 34. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tablets of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tablets the words that were on the first tablet which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto the Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flock nor the herds feed before that mount. And he hewn two tablets of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto the Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tablets of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will be by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children up to the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. He said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sins, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make covenant before all thy people, and I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, in all the people among which thou art shall see the works of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whether thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a horn after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and thy daughters going a horn after their gods, and make thy sons go a horn. And thou take up their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a horn after their gods, and make thy sons go a horn after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten image, no molten god. The feast of the unleavened bread shall thou keep 7 days. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I command thee in the time of the month Abib. For in the month Abib thou camest out of Egypt. All that opened the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break the neck, his neck. All the firstborn of thy son thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest in hearing time, and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of wheat, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of the ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all ye men children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land. When thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year, thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven. Neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left until the morning. The first of the first fruit of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see it a kid in his mother's milk. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for all the tender of these words I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he said there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, and he did neither eat nor bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tablets the words of the covenant the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony of Moses in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wilt not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandments all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Amen. That's, I got to get my questions out. Okay. First question in chapter 33. It says, where did Moses go to meet the Lord? Where did he go?
Was it Canaan?
He went outside of the camp. He just went outside of the camp.
Okay.
He pitched his tent outside the camp to meet with the Lord. And B, what was this place called? What was this place called that he met with God? Wait a minute. Yeah, he met with God. It was called the Tent of Meeting. It was called the Tent of Meeting. Okay. In what form did God appear to Moses when he spoke to him? Yeah. In the cloud.
A pillar of cloud.
It was the cloud set up on the tent of Moses. And that's how God spoke to Moses. No man see of God and live. What no man could see of God and live? Because, you know, people are always talking about, that's right. They be talking about they saw God and stuff, but God didn't say that. And so it's right there in the Word of God. God didn't say nobody could see his face and live. And then chapter 34. What did God instruct Moses to make out of the stone? What did he instruct him to make out of that stone?
Tablet?
Yep. He instructed him to make them tablets again for the Ten Commandments because he had broke the first one. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was God's instruction for Israel concerning the people of the land of promise? He gave Moses instructions to give to So he, they were supposed to destroy all of the idols and images of idols there
right.
when they came
oh, right.
into the land. Mm-hmm. All of the idols. And that's really about all of the questions. We didn't have that many questions on these two chapters. But it still was a good, it's still a good chapter because these are good chapters because it's a lot of things in here that we really needed to understand more and talk about more because this is where the tabernacle of the congregation came because I don't think God wanted the people to be right where he was. So he had Moses to put them out, to let them go outside the camp. And it says, and Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it out the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out into the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. So I feel like it was constructed outside the tabernacle. It was outside the camp because so many people anyway have different spirits and different thoughts and all kind of negative stuff. And God didn't want all that stuff they were thinking inside. So he let them go to the congregation. To me, it's almost like the first church or whatever, but it was the tabernacle of the congregation. Mm-hmm. And they had constructed this tabernacle was really constructed good. At the outer court, the inner court, the holies of holies, the Ark of the Covenant, the tabernacle, proper, the golden lampstand. It had the mercy seat, the altar of incense, the table of showbread. So it was good. Then it had the outer court, then it had the laver, then it had the brazen altar. So it that was the floor plan for the tabernacle. So do we have any questions? Anybody need to ask any questions? Because these chapters are full of stuff. Chapter, I think that, no, it's the next chapter. It's 34 where he took the land from the Hittites and the Amorites and all of them, like he told Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would do and give it to who it originally belonged to. In the Canaanites, he took that land and gave it to Israel, the Israelites. The promised land flowing with milk and honey. And then remember, Joshua and Moses both went in there with God, I guess in the tabernacle behind the veil, wherever he went. But only Moses came out. Joshua stayed in there. And I wonder why he stayed in there. And I think he stayed in there because he's going to be the next leader, Joshua is, after Moses. So God is trying to get Joshua ready. That's what he's trying to do. And then he had Moses to make them other stones so he can make some more commandments for the people. So he had him to bring some more stones so he could write on them for the people. And he had talked about their stiff-necked people. They didn't like it. The truth always hurts. The truth always hurts. But he had to tell them the truth. They stiff-necked, hard-headed, everything. And so he was telling Moses, he said, they're stiff-necked. He said, but I tell you what, I'm a jealous God, and they better destroy all of those idols, all that junk they got, they better take it down. They better take it down, all this stuff. They better take it down. And so here today, it's a lot of people got a lot of things in their house. We're not even supposed to have pictures and stuff up in our house. I know Prophet Sherrod, she didn't have pictures in her house. She said she could hear God better with the pictures and stuff, though. I didn't take all the pictures down, but all those statues of elephants and all them statues I had sitting on the tables and stuff, I got rid of that stuff. Because you can hear God better when a lot of that stuff gone. So, I had those brass elephants and all that stuff sitting on the mantelpiece over the fireplace and on the table. I got rid of it. I mean, I don't know if it was something bad. I don't know that. But I know what this word of God said. And I really like the elephants. You know, I like those elephants. I'm not saying I worship them, but they said if you turn them to the east, they'll bring money or something like that. But God is the one that brings wealth. God is the one that gives us wealth. So I don't need the elephant to do that. So I got rid of my gray bickle mold. So sometimes we had to sacrifice and give up some things. So any questions or comments?
And let me read on down some more.
Because this is good stuff that we need to always remember, because people are always talking about, I saw God, honey. I saw him. He told me this and told me that. He might have told you something, but you ain't seen God face to face and still living here. You can't do that. People say they went to heaven and spoke to God, saw his face, everything. They be saying that all the time, but the word of God says it's not true. If he turned his back because he hid Moses in the cliff of the rock, so Moses wouldn't even have his shadow almost on him. He put his hands up to hide Moses. So, that all that glory that's on God would be on Moses, he probably wouldn't be able to take it. So he put his hands up, and he let Moses see the back part of him, but not his face. There's so many people lie and say they didn't see his face. I went to heaven. I died. I went to heaven, and I saw the Lord's face, and he was talking to me, and all kind of stuff. I'm not saying they didn't see an angel, but it sure wasn't God. If he didn't allow Moses, who had favor in the sight of God, why would he let anybody else see his face? He said no man could see it and live. Nobody. And he told them they better destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down those groves. See, he is a jealous God and does not want to share his honor and glory with false gods. There is no reason to apologize for God being jealous either. There's no reason, because they shouldn't have them gods. And God made all of us. He made the world, the earth, and everything in it. Why would you go make something else and worship it? I don't understand that. And then Moses stayed up there 40 days and 40 nights. He stayed up there a long time with the Lord. That's why his hair was white. His face was bright, shiny. I mean, it was shiny like with the anointing on it, cutting the glory of God, because he spent so much time with God. He spent a lot of time with God. Mm-hmm. And when we spend a lot of time with God, it's going to show up. It's going to show up in your face and everywhere else when you spend time with God. You don't have to tell nobody you're spending nothing with nothing. But they'll see it in your face. Oh, you just glowing? Yeah, because you didn't spend that time with God. And so he got the new covenant and everything. He made the new covenant. And once he did that, I guess the people, God wants to come down and talk to the people. And think he spoke to them out, I'm not for sure, in the congregation, the tabernacle of the congregation. But he did talk to them. He said what he had to say anyway. I don't know what they said, but, and they were pleased. They were pleased with those Ten Commandments and everything else he told them, because it was more than the Ten Commandments he wrote. He was telling them about bringing their man, children before him 3 times a year and stuff like that. All of those commandments and things that he wrote for them to go by, and it was just like a roadmap, just like this word of God and how it tells us how to live. It tells, hey, there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new. Everything that happens to us, we can address it in the word of God. I believe that, because every time something happened in my life, I can go to this word and put something with it. Believe me, I can. And you can do the same thing, everything. Mm-hmm. And like he was saying about how some of the people was going horn after other gods and stuff like that. You have to be careful about making people and things gods. You have to be careful about that. That's what my spiritual daughter, her uncle is Paul Martin. And he was here, I think it was Saturday, he was here. But her and her mom, her sister said, well, the next time Uncle Paul come, we want you to meet him, stuff like that, honey. They didn't call me at all on Saturday because he was here. But you know what? I really don't want to see and meet no man that they didn't put up on a pedestal like that. Because he put his pants on the same way all of my folk, all of my men folk put their pants on. So just because you can preach or sing or whatever, I can't sing. But if God do it, I'll be able to sing like a singing bird, honey. Believe me, if God is in it. But it made me, and I was saying, Lord, don't let me dislike this man for the way they doing and the way they saying, because that was about the second or third time their mother was saying, well, he could come over here for Thanksgiving. I said, he's welcome. And one of them said, he wouldn't dare think of coming here for Thanksgiving. Kind of hurt my feelings, but I know that was just ignorance. Because you don't put a man on a pedestal like that. I don't care who he is and what he's done. That's why God be talking about how he be talking. He is a jealous God. And he don't want you go whoring after other gods. I don't care if it's a statue or a human. God don't like that. He don't like it. And we're not supposed to never put nobody up on no pedestal like that. That's why I try to stay down. That's why it took me so long to tell somebody I had a doctor's degree. I don't even care, because you could go to school all your life, seminary, and you still won't have the experience that you would have hands-on with God, with the Holy Spirit. They don't teach you all that stuff in seminary. It gets you ready to help, but it's a lot of things it don't teach you. You're going to experience a lot of things. Yeah, you're going to experience a lot of things that you will not learn, and seminary can't teach you. you know, this is, I mean, I studied this, and I had read it a lot of more times, but, you know, you forget a whole lot of it if you don't go back over it and make yourself familiar with it, and then you want to really understand that stuff because, like I said, so many people say they done died and went to heaven and they seen God's face and all that. You say it's the word of God that no man have seen God's face and be able to tell about it. It's other things that happen to people. God allowed them to live to tell about it. But seeing his face, he wouldn't even let Moses see it. He know he ain't going to let nobody else see it. Mm-hmm. With the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, he was telling them they supposed to keep it for 7 days and eat of it for 7 days in the month of Abib. And God was just preparing Israel to enter the land by reestablishing the feast and the Sabbath. That's what he was doing. He was just preparing them. He said, thrice in the year shall all your men's children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. And God then goes on and gives many other details concerning different things that the children of Israel was to do and were not to do. And when Moses got through with him, his face was shining like new money, honey. Yes, it was, because he spent a lot of valuable time with God. He spent a lot of time with God. Over in chapter 33, he was saying Moses' prayer, and the Lord answered Moses' praise. And God answered Moses. Moses was asking for the same thing that Paul did in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, that he may know him. And it's the same thing that Philip meant when in John chapter 14, verse 8, he said, show us the Father, and it suffer us. I believe every sincere child of God has a desire to know God. And we ought to want to know God even more. We ought to want to know him and see him. No, we can't see him, but we ought to want to know him. That's for sure. We ought to want to know his desires for us and how we can please him. That's my prayer daily. Because that's what we hear for his pleasure and his purpose. And we ought to want to please God in everything we do and say. Moses knew that he needed the presence of God with him. He knew that he could not make it on his own like of us today. If we don't have God with us, if we don't have him, we need him every day. Not one day, every day. Because we can't make it not 1 minute or second without God. He take his hand off us, I don't know what'll happen. But he's covering us, protecting us, guiding us. And he made the Israelites a peculiar people. That's important to know this. We're not like everybody else in the world. When you belong to God, you're a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That's what we're about. That's how God made us. People of God. And you don't even have to tell nobody, you know, preacher, no minister, no prophet, no pastor. They ought to be able to know you by the fruit that you bear, the things that come out of your mouth, and you don't even sometimes have to say nothing. People can see just by you just being quiet. And when you do say something, it's a peace and a calm in it that people will know. who you belong to, whose you are. We are to pray and love God and want to be intimate with God, want to just be so intimate with him that you could feel him almost. You know, you don't know the mind of God, but you know you love God as much as possible. That's for sure. And then in verse 33 and 19 it says, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. You know, Paul used that same scripture over in Romans chapter 9, verse 15, when he was saying, for he said to Moses, I will have mercy on who I will have mercy on. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Mm-hmm. God covered Moses, hid him in the, because no telling if might have would have killed him if he'd had all that glory on him, honey, and couldn't stand it and take it. And always pray that God is with you, that his presence go before you. I always try to do that. And when I pray for him on Facebook Live, I be asking God to go before him. Send your angels before him. Send the Spirit of the Lord before him. Wherever they go, and let them, the place be already prepared for them. Because you can go there on your own and meet up and fight all kind of demonic forces. But when you got the Spirit of God, when you got God's angels going there, preparing the place for you before you get there, it's peace. Even in the midst of confusion, it can be peace. So we have to really be on guard and pray. Pray. That's the most important thing in my life is a prayer life. My communication with God, that's the most important thing for me. All other things is behind that. I love God to the fullest of my heart that I can love. Nothing else and nobody else come before him. Do we have any questions or comments?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. I was actually intrigued by Exodus 33, were around where God told, I think it was like fourth maybe, where he told mm-hmm. his people to take off the ornaments and don't put them back on or something like mm-hmm. that. I can't really remember exactly his exact words, but I was really intrigued by that. But because, you know, God, he's one of those type of gods where he can destroy you with a blink of an eye. And I guess that's why I guess it intrigued me, you know, so much because they actually did what he wanted them to do. And it's like, to me, that I guess it's like when a person or when God commands something, I'm not going to say a person. But when he commands them to take off their ornaments, they were really humble with it. Like he didn't have, as you can read it, he didn't have no fuss with them, none of that. They were humble about it, and they really obeyed them. So that was the heart. But the thing about it is, to me, from that time forward, they never put those ornaments back on. And it just reminded me of when you doing something wrong or bad or you know you shouldn't do. You know, God commands certain
mm-hmm.
things in the Word of God towards us in the way we
mm-hmm.
feel. So when he commands those things, mm-hmm. you know, and you read it or sometimes you'd be reminded of something,
right.
you know, sometimes you'd be reminded of it and you stop doing it. You get what I'm saying? So it's just
right.
like
mm-hmm.
a start over, a repentance. So
mm-hmm.
it just reminds me how they repented, how they repented.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's like, if they wouldn't have never repented of their sins, you get what I'm saying? God
mm-hmm.
wouldn't have never faced them. Because if you read that,
right.
that section, it's basically saying that Israel, like God was going to get them. He was really upset with them, with them ornaments and,
yes,
you know, serving
was.
Other gods
yes.
and all of that. So
yes.
It can't be no salvation without repentance. So basically, you ceasing to do evil and you learning to do well, to do good by God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard
mm-hmm.
for us as humans. That's why a lot of the things is said in the Word of God, because we're flesh. You know, that's where they come
mm-hmm.
in at. And so when you
right.
do things, some of us can do things and it's like a blink of an eye. We can do it and not, it, you know, won't hurt. We don't think about it. We, you know, but others, it's a little hard. That's why these rehab centers is out here. That's why,
yeah.
you know, a lot of counselors is set up, and now they making degrees out of someone just counseling over people, because it's a lot of things that we go through as humans that is hard for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just when you can just get that wish about you and what God would like for you to do, I think that's just amazing here. So I think to me, the repentance started here for me. It was just, it just
right.
showed me a lot within these verses.
Right. Well, those are some verses right there, because, like you said, that was one right there. See, it was, it's just like somebody call themselves a Christian and they living and doing any kind of way, and they got this big old cross on their neck. He told them to take those ornaments out, because y'all acting like heathen. That's what y'all acting like. Take them out. That's why he told them to take them off. Y'all ain't doing what y'all supposed to do. Y'all got these earrings and all this stuff on, worshiping other gods, all that ornament stuff. You worshiping other idols, gods. You ain't worshiping me. Take it off. So I do understand, because a lot of times I used to see them. That's why I got a big cross, honey, but I ain't finna wear that big cross, because just like I said, if you can't tell it by the my fruit, you won't tell it by that cross. Mm-mm. I don't need to tell. I need to live the life that I preach about. It's so many leaders not living what they preach about. It's so many. Nobody is perfect. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong now. Nobody is perfect. But we're not living what we preach about. We teach about, especially those like me. I didn't live. And I've been living, but I live. I did what I went to the club. I danced all night. I did all that stuff. But when God called me, and when God filled me with the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, all that stuff left. All that stuff, even was sneaking around smoking cigarettes and stuff like that. All that stuff left. The more you pray, the more you get into God, that stuff get on the out. God will remove it. So all we got to do is give it to God and trust him. It ain't easy. Believe me, it ain't easy. I was really never a drinker, but I did what I did, and I repented and asked God to forgive me and moving forward. and that's all it takes. But you got to stay in God, and you got to ask God always to go before you. You know, it's and can't be worshiping them idol God. Can't be. I was listening on the radio today, in the car, where these preachers was talking about the church of today is a money church or something. They were saying, I don't know if that's just the way they put it, because they were saying every time somebody preach, they want money. Every time they preach a word, God's word, they want money. And people, everybody seem to think that's okay. I mean, it's all right to tithe to your church, but this other stuff, I still ain't got it, and I probably would never get it, because this is not my word. It's not my word. It's God's word, and I ain't finna prostitute it for nobody. If they give, they're going to give to the Lord and not unto Deborah, because I want my rewards from God. I want my reward from God. God going to bless me like nobody else can. That's why I thank him and I praise him. Any more comments or questions before we get ready to close out? This was a very good lesson. And so on Thursday, we're going to have 35 and 36. We need to have 35, 36, and 37, because you don't have but one. So that's two questions in 35. One question in 36. No, that's three questions in 36. So that's five questions. And 37 got one question. I think we should take 35, 36, and 37, because we won't have but six questions in all three of them. And we go ahead on and get those three over with. I think we'll be doing good. And I'm going to be sending everybody their new question for the new book that we'll be going into. So, I don't know, the devil be as I cut the TV on by mistake. So, okay, we're going to get ready to close out. Father, we just thank you for your word on tonight, God. We thank you for opening up our understanding. We thank you tonight, God, for doing what you do in us, God, with your word, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Bless them and their families, God. Keep them covered under the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp angels all around about them to protect them, God. And thank you for this Bible study. Thank you for being in the midst. You say where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst. I thank you today, God. I give you glory and praise. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all, and thank you for coming on the radio broadcast. God bless you. Have a good night.
God bless you. Good night.
God bless you. Good night.
God bless you.
Good night. God bless you.